it for myself, so I accept atonement for you. Wow. So one more thing.
You're beautiful, man.
What'd you say?
You're beautiful.
Thank you for your correct perception. Thank you for your correct perception. I appreciate that so much. You know, I've waited a long time to be seen correctly. Thank you so much for that. I love you too, and you're beautiful to me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, I like, that's the cool reality, isn't it? That's coming from reinforcing the ideas in my mind, and guess what? He just gave it to himself. It's going to come back to him through a lot of ways. But you know the way it's going to come back to you the most? It's going to come back to you the way you need it the most. That's the way you want anything to come back to you. It's the way you need it the most. You know, you yesterday, the other day, I got stuck in the snow. And I was driving, and I tried to turn up in this lot yesterday, day before yesterday. And it was so cool. And as soon as I pulled up in the place and had my butt out in Colorado and trying to get up in the lot, and the car, and then took a breath, and then this van was coming toward, this SUV was coming toward me, and I swear it wasn't 3 minutes. This is what happened. This SUV comes toward me. This guy gets out his SUV, goes around behind it, lifts up the top, gets out a shovel, shovels the snow from up under my tires. I'm just standing there, and I thank him and get back in my car and drive off. It was not 5 minutes between when my car got stuck and when it was freed. Now, some people can call it coincidence. I don't. Because I can cite too many circumstances in my life since I dedicated myself to being more sane for the sake of everybody around me, and I decided that my Christmas present to everybody that I love was going to be my sanity. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it used to be their sanity, but now it's my sanity, and it's changed my whole life. As long as I live my life like if everybody else changed, I would be happy. Nothing worked. It was always a struggle. It was iffy. The more I turn it to, let me take responsibility for my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Let me see if I can be more loving. Let me see if I can be more sane. I'm seeing it happen with everybody around me, even the people who are not studying. So I'm telling you, the greatest Christmas present you can give to yourself would be going into this next year with the attitude that you're going to take responsibility for your own happiness and give everybody you love a break. They will love you so much more for the pressure and the guilt that you're no longer putting on them. And they'll be so grateful because you'll seem so special, because you're so different from everybody else they know. You probably end up being treated by them in a way that you love, or you will attract people to you who do recognize your value and who really do love you. Because a lot of times, your family is not your relatives. And sometimes your family is. You see what I'm saying? So when we go out of here today, remember, when you relinquish all the concern about the gift, when you relinquish all concern about what you're giving, like I'm going to Memphis tomorrow morning, I'm going to fly to Memphis for a week. There's still going to be a class on Thursday and a class on Sunday, and we're going to make an announcement about that. But my point is that when I go to see my children, when I go to visit my brothers and sisters, you know, when I see my grandchildren, I'm just going there to give and receive love. I'm not going there to get them to treat me a certain way and to respond to me a certain way and to believe what I believe. Or any of that. I got one purpose. I want to give what I want to receive, and I want to have, and I had another opportunity to see if I can relinquish all concern about giving so that the gift can be truly given. Merry Christmas, y'all. Appreciate you. Awesome. Awesome. You are definitely my end of sacrifice gifts. You are. So we're going to do the love offering, and we're going to make an announcement. Is that right? Yeah. So thank you for your financial generosity. Thank you for your financial generosity all year. I teach the Course in Miracles full time on a love offering basis. And I appreciate that you see enough value in what you receive from my classes to share in a financial way that allows me to do what I love for a living in the world. And I don't take that lightly at all, Unity. That's why I try to give you from my heart every time I'm here. So thank you, Unity Temple. Thank you, because of course another offering that you give goes to support this church and being here. So this is your blessing. And your giving is going to come back to you because that's the law. Giving and receiving is the same. There's no way you can do it and not receive it. Thank you. Hey, Aaron, you want to make your announcement?
When I taught the other two.
So I am entitled to states of completion and abundance and love. I am entitled to miracles, and I am sustained by the love of God. It's not the gifts, it's not the money, it's not anything on the outside. It's our source sustaining us, and all of those things just become a means for us to receive. But they're not. Don't confuse the means with the source, and that's what it's about, you know. So let's do that before we go out. And again, I wish you the best in the upcoming year. I'm excited about this year. I've been given a lot of instructions by my higher God, Holy Spirit, and it's going to be fun for me in terms of the things that's being revealed that I'm to do this year. So continue to come around. Thanks for coming out and dealing with this street too, y'all.
You know what I mean? So here we go. So just let yourself have it for a couple of minutes before we rush out into the lab.
Sustained by the love of God. Could you say it with me? I am sustained by the love of God. No matter what, I am sustained by the love. No matter what's happening economically, I am sustained by the love.
Even though you didn't get that raise you wanted,
I am sustained by the love of God.
Claim it for yourself.
I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained.
Woo! That's
bless us. Merry Christmas. See y'all next time. Woo. Appreciate y'all so much. Close out,